Well, our very first special guest, they were battered and bruised the other night. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Chris Lynn from the Brisbane Heat just went whack, whack, whack 11 times. That is 11 sixes, and some ended up outside the WACA ground, and they absolutely, as we term, smashed the Perth Scorchers. But what they need to do is the Scorchers need to pick themselves up, because they've got them again on Wednesday. Joining us is AJ Tai from the Perth Scorchers before they head out to Brisbane. Thanks for joining us, AJ.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Have you got over the scars of the other night?
Yeah, that was a pretty amazing display of hitting. So we were able to let that go pretty quickly. You don't get a chance to see that sort of hitting every day.
Have you seen anything like that before? Because you've played a lot of T20 cricket around the world, but I tell you what, you'd have to be someone special to beat what we saw the other night.
I actually have seen something better, believe it or not. I was in the IPL this year, I was with my team and we came up against Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers, and both of them managed to make hundreds in the same T20 match, which is a pretty special feat.
And so they made hundreds?
Yeah. Both of them made a century, so they made about 240 or 250 off their 20 overs against us.
What were the boundaries? About 5 metres around in circumference, were they? Or was it a decent-sized ground?
No, it was actually a very decent-sized ground, probably just bigger than the Wacker, actually.
Unbelievable. Well, that would have been something to see. But saying that, a great performance by the Brisbane Heat. You don't often see Brendan McCullum, of course, play second fiddle, but that was the case the other night. So how does a professional sporting organisation, in particular the coach is very important in this, Justin Langer, gather the troops together, get that out of their brain and think, okay, it's a brand new game on Wednesday, forget about what happened at the Wacker. It's not easy because people are still talking about it.
Yeah, it certainly isn't. I think the message from the coach was just to let it go as quickly as you can, but also take from it what you can and what you'd learnt from your experiences in bowling against them and watching it, both in a batter's, like what they can learn from that sort of batting, and from bowlers what we can learn as to how we can improve on that performance this week.
You got off okay. I think I'm just looking at your figures here. None for 30 off your 4 overs, so you were spared some of the carnage.
I probably only pulled 2 bad balls. That went the journey in the end, but it's the sort of carnage that, yeah, can happen. So I think I had a chat to Brendan McCullum after the game, and he said that they were just pretty happy to sort of sit on me and sweat on me for my first couple of overs because they knew I was probably the informed bowler and the danger man. They were scoring enough runs elsewhere as well.
Well, you've done very well. I think you've picked up about 5 wickets in total in the 4 BBL games that you've played so far, or maybe 5 we've played. But your best was 3 for 15 against the Sixers in Sydney. Did the dreaded knuckle ball work on that occasion? And are you still bowling it quite regularly?
I bowl it a lot, actually. Probably more this year than I have in other years gone by. It's something that I've sort of learned from my experiences.
So how long did you take to actually perfect it, AJ?
The knuckleball probably took about 18 months from when I was first taught it to being able to be comfortable with bowling it in a proper first-class fixture or a List A fixture. So
for cricketers listening in and people listening in, describe how you actually hold the ball. We don't give too many secrets away, but how you hold the ball and how it's termed a knuckleball for whatever reason. No doubt it comes out of the hand, but it's projected along by the knuckles, making it a slower ball?
Yeah, so instead of using the palm front or fingertips to release a ball, I somehow managed to move my knuckles behind the ball. So the nail and that first knuckle on the first 2 fingers of your hand. And then it's just the way that it comes off there. Naturally, it comes off a bit slower.
So you must have the ability to push your fingers back quite a bit then.
Not everyone can do it. So
yeah, I was just going to say, I'm trying to do it while I'm here in the studio to see how far I can maybe push those fingers back. And I'll tell you what, they're not very flexible. Yours must be.
Yeah, well, hopefully I don't go and break a finger any time on that hand soon, because then I might have to rethink it.
You've also had the ability of bowling at Yorkers at the death, and you've been called back. Do you feel comfortable bowling in the last one or two overs of those 20-over matches?
Certainly do. It's something that I look forward to, and I see it as a good challenge, and it's something that I want to become one of the best in the world at. So, I just try and go through my processes and execute the best I can.
You love cricket, don't you? As I said, you play around the world. You played with, I think, Chennai. You're playing, I think, with the Lions in the IPL now, and you've played in various parts of the world. How do you rate the Big Bash? Because I know, speaking to Ian Bell on this program, he was busting a gut to play in Australia's BBL because he reckons it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's up there as one of the best in the world. I think out of the Big Bash in the IPL, that's probably the benchmarks for the terms of T20 competitions in the world.
Yeah, you've played, of course, I think, this sort of format also in England, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does it go in England?
Last year, it was a bit weird because, like, over here and in the IPL, it's all sort of segmented. It's just T20 during that part of the year, whereas in England, it was sort of you'd be playing a T20 match, but then the first-class team will play a four-day fixture, and then they'd play a one-day game and then 2 days later play another T20. So it was a bit all over the place. But I think they've rescheduled that, and it's more in a block this year. So
Have you come across Tim Bresnan in your travels now that he's a teammate with you at the Scorchers?
Only when he last played out here for Hobart, I think it was 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago. 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago, I think. So, yeah,
How do you think he'll fit in?
I think he'll fit in nice. He's an absolute legend of a bloke. He's fitted into the group already quite nicely, and I think he'll slide into the team and do a really good job for us.
It's interesting what you say, he's a legend of the bloke. I think that's one of the prerequisites when Justin Langer looks at personnel, that not only have to be decent cricketers, but they have to be a person that can fit in with the rest of the team players, not be, as we know in team sport, one that everybody reckons is a bit of a you-know-what.
Yeah, so we have a big message down at the Wacker is that we're not only to create great cricketers, but also great people. So we have that culture of having sort of trying to produce really nice people and really good blokes to get along with.
Andrew James, you're one of those blokes. How do we beat the Brisbane Heat on their return? What have we learned from the capitulation the other night?
Just keep the ball away from Linney's and McCallum's hitting arc. But I'm actually, with the ODI squad announcement today with Chris Lynn in it, I'm not actually sure if he'll play or not. So
yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. You've just refreshed my memory. Of course, that was announced today, and it's remiss of me not to actually touch on that. The 40-man ODI squad is Warner, Khawaja, Steve Smith, Mitch Marsh, Travis Head, Chris Lynn, James Faulkner, Glenn Maxwell, Matthew Wade, Mitchell Starc, Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, Adam Zampa, and Billy Stanlake. So that's the 14-man squad. So Mitch Marsh, of course, will be out of action for that game on Wednesday. And you think probably Chris Lynn will probably get a Guernsey in that match, particularly after what he did the other day here at the Wacker. But AJ, thanks for joining us. It's been terrific to watch you play. I know you love the game. You live and breathe it. I believe you're not a bad golfer either.
I'm not the greatest going around, but I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well, thanks for joining us, and go give it a crack on Wednesday. And it's anything can happen in sport, and who knows? Things could turn around very quickly for the Scorchers. Good luck.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Good on you. AJ Tye joining us here on 882 6PR. Great fella, good bowler, and he'll be very, very important in that return BBL clash against the Brisbane Heat. And you'll hear it live here on 882 6PR. It's 17 past 4.